the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. No, I'm serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedlon. Father God, we come before you this morning with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. I ask you, Lord God, and I thank you that you're strengthening us, that you're building us, that some of us you've taken over, some of us you've taken around, some of us you've taken through. But the bottom line is, Father God, it's in you. It is in you. We bind the works of Satan this morning according to 1 John 3 and 8. We command the power to go to zero. We bind and rebuke every new age, every witchcraft, demonic tactic that has been launched out against us. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Father, this morning. We give you thanks. Brothers and sisters, understanding that you going on into this fast, today is day two, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you are, diabetic or on medication or something like that, I would ask you maybe just give up one meal. But I mean, God can take you through it, no matter what your particular circumstances may be. So this morning, my objective by the Holy Ghost is to just kind of pray a prayer of, let's see here. Thank you. Thank you. A thank you prayer. And maybe just a thank you, just thank you, teaching kind of. And then when we get to the end of that, I want to pray this morning and decree financial blessings over you. I'm truly, truly grateful for those of you that helped me, stand with me. But I want God to bless you financially. I do. I want God to give what you give back immeasurably to you, but in order for you to receive it, see, you have to be in a spirit of expectation. You got to be in expectation of blessings for your spirit, your soul, your body. You got to be in a spirit of expectation of money and the wealth of it. So those are the things that the Lord God rebuke you this morning, Satan. Those are the things that I want to pray over you this morning and speak blessings over you this morning. And while you're in the fast, your spirit is already in a spirit of expectation because you're submitting your flesh to God's own Holy Spirit to rule, lead, and guide you. So don't mind my voice a little bit. we got some guests here, and it's a miracle the way God did it. He actually did it through grace. You know, grace, the gift store where the oil first was revealed, coming off the walls and stuff. That was in grace. And then it went to Pastor, but it went to Jerry's Bible, and the oil started pouring out of Jerry's Bible. So we had a distinguished visitor here from L.A., Los Angeles, California, because L.A. could be Louisiana. And then while they were here, they went over to Grace because I was busy, and they understood. I appreciate that. They went over to Grace, and then I got I called to let Susan know that they were there, and because I wanted her to give them some oil to take back to Los Angeles. And the Lord just told me, well, just get up and get dressed. And I think I was already dressed, but he said, go over to Grace. So I went over to Grace, and sure enough, there was a lady there. It was three ladies. It was several people. But these three were in the back, in the prayer room, where, as I told you, the oil started coming off the walls. And that's where they pray with you if you visit Grace. It was a lady in there, and she had been seeking deliverance for a while, and two ladies brought her. Now, the great thing is these were cowgirls, and they were on the way to a rodeo kind of meeting further south in Georgia. And they were going there to do deliverance for women. And the women happened to be cowgirls too. So some of you know I love horses. And it was a blessing. So anyway, I went in there to pray. And the lady needed an exorcism, because her father, and it's a really peculiar thing too. See, God won't allow the enemy to go but so far in anything. Understand this. So I had these three cowgirls, but one of them needed an exorcism because her dad was or had been the leader of a pretty big, powerful Satanist group or coven, whatever you want to call them, down there in Texas. And he was also a big in the Freemasonry, and the lady, cowgirl, had experienced SRA at the hands of her family. And it went back in the family, 3, 4. It went back in the family, 1, 2, 3. 4 generations. 1, 2, 3 generations. 3 generations. So when I went in there, and I hadn't been in there in over a month or two because I just had been trying to do other things, you know, with the healing home, what have you. Anyway, I went in there, I sat down, and they had said, we just prayed you here. I said, okay. And they really had, because I didn't have any intention. As a matter of fact, I said I wasn't going down there. I asked the person from Los Angeles. No, I didn't. They went on their own. I was taking too long. Make a long story short, after I asked her, I don't know, 10 or 12 questions, I realized she needed exorcism. So I began the exorcism. I'm not going to go into the details, but a lot of things happened in that room. She went on, after a while, I told the lady, get up, walk around. I have to pray with you. You need a break. See, when you do an exorcism, it's pretty intense. And you have to let the person rest. You have to let them rest in the exorcism, because you have to be able to gauge where they are. Now, the good thing is these ladies, these cowgirls, have been working with this lady for about 2 years. This kind of thing just doesn't happen overnight. You don't get delivered overnight. And so they went on, the two ministers were going to minister to all these cowgirl women. And they went down there. And I had told them, I said, I tell you what, you go on and do your meeting. And when your meeting is done, you know, pass back by here now. I pray with her again. Because that's how you have to do with an exorcism. But an exorcism, you don't have the liberty of telling the person it's going to be again. Because there are definite steps you have to take to plow that ground up, get in there, undo what's been done, reconnect them back to Jesus. That's the most important thing. And then you can get the demons out. So they went, did their meeting. It was blessed, successful. But when they got back, because I had been up, what happened the night before? Oh, that's when we did the parasite teaching. And then I had to come back the next day. And I'm trying to write a booklet on the new age for you. And then I'm going to do a deliverance later this week from the spirits of the new age. So I was trying to write this book. And I think I went to bed maybe yesterday morning. Well, when they were coming back, they tried to reach me. They said that the number was wrong. But that's the things the devil will do. He'll change numbers. He'll change dispositions. So they couldn't reach me. And they called down to Grace and Susan. Couldn't reach me because I was right here asleep. And God did not allow me to hear the phone, period. Because remember, if you work tired, you're going to work backwards in this kind of ministry. If you work tired, you're going to fail. Nobody's going to get free, and I was going to get messed up, so sometimes I forget that, and when I do, I never have success. Never. So it seems like they said, okay, well, we're going to go on back. One is a cowgirl from Oklahoma, the other one is a cowgirl from Kansas, and the other one is from Texas, but they are together. So what happened was, while I was sleeping, I heard somebody wake me up. And they told me that they pulled off the side of the road in the rest area and said, God, we can't go home with her like this. They believe that God has sent them here and he had. And they believe that I was their next level in deliverance ministry, which I am. And God woke me up. He woke me up, told me to answer the phone. It was ringing. I answered the phone. It was them. They had gotten just 24 minutes from my house. 24 minutes from my house. So I told them, come on. They came. We did. I was doing the exorcism and teaching them as we were doing it. And it was really wonderful. It was wonderful to be around a bunch of cowgirls. See, they, and you know what? This is something they told me. I share that with you. You can put this in the chat room. They say, Erica. I say, what? They say, didn't you know Jesus was a cowboy? I said, no. Well, Erica, didn't you read he's coming back on a white horse? So I said, yeah. I said, well, Jesus was a cowboy. So I said, all right. Praise God. Jesus was a cowboy. He's everything to everybody. But I never thought about Jesus being a cowboy, but he was. He was a shepherd and many, many other things. So what happened? I had to get the blood up. And it was really, really beautiful to minister to somebody that wanted it and did not fight me. Didn't fight. They didn't fight the Holy Ghost. They didn't fight me. They didn't fight nobody. And doing a certain part of the exorcism, the Holy Spirit spoke and told me what the exact problem was. Man. And I called that thing out, and a clump of the sacrificial blood that she had been given to drink just came right up with two clumps of something. I don't know what the other stuff was, but sure, did look not nice. But the good thing was that the blood came up. When you see the blood come up, you know that's the complete stronghold coming up and out of the person. So after we got the blood coming and broken, and the blood of Jesus manifest, I looked at the clock and I remembered Christ Fellowship. And I mentioned to them, I said, look, you come all this way. She needs that baptism. They got up, got in their truck, and drove to Dawsonville to get baptized. And they got baptized. And then they came back. And they're now resting in the healing home. This is what the healing home is for. This is the whole purpose of the healing home. To heal people, reconnect them with Jesus, and then they go on back or go on wherever God has for them to go. That is the purpose of the healing home. It's been the purpose of every healing home, and I've had one for way over 20-something years. So, that happened. And you see, another thing you got to remember. Whenever God is about to overthrow a particular spirit that is manifesting on this earth realm, he will send somebody to be delivered from that. Hear me well this morning. He will send somebody to be delivered from that very spirit that he is going to deliver thousands from. But he's going to make sure. Now, he made do this differently with each one of you. I don't know. I can only tell you and share with you what he does with me in this ministry. He'll send somebody, and it will be a puzzle, like a mystery, that has to be solved. And it's not going to be fast. It's not going to be popcorn. Because the lady, the cowgirl that he sent with the two minister cowgirls, have been working with her for 2 years. You hear me? 2 years. And God had to bring her around somebody that he had anointed for the ministry of deliverance. For the hard deliverances. Okay. So what you mean by hard? Well, it is not difficult to cast the demon out of the flesh. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. But it is very, very difficult when you trying to get a soul and a spirit reconnected to Jesus that has been bound not of their own accord, like they didn't have any say so in the matter. Now the only thing yeah, we did. Jessica just sent me a text. And I guess, can I talk about this in text as I'm talking about this? You see, God will prepare you for what he's about to do. He will either, me anyway, me. He will bring up something that has happened to somebody else. Or a book that I've written, he'll tell me, go back and read what you wrote in 2008. Go back and read what you wrote in 2005. So yesterday, after Jessica's message, yeah, I'm glad she reminded me. I said, Jessica, you know, I still have the film of your exorcism. See, a lot of you all don't know. Jessica went through a full-scale exorcism. And that's easy for me because I was bound with a spirit of legion. But getting free from a spirit of legion left me with an anointing for spiritual freedom, the best way I could say it. And it allowed me to work on the integrated healing prayer model. So I said to Jessica, I said, you know, Jessica, I still have the film, the video we filmed when I took you through that exorcism. I said, would you like to see that? And of course, first she said, I don't know. And I said, well, at some point, I haven't shown it to you yet in all this time because I didn't think you were ready for it. I didn't think you could handle it. See, brothers and sisters, when you take a person through an exorcism, many, many times they go into a trance-like state because the demons are so embedded. And what Satan does, he puts an imprint on you or a mark or a insignia or something that would identify you as his. And what is so very, very interesting is that when I did Jessica's exorcism, it came out about her paternal her paternal grandmother, who happened to have been a witch. And everybody knew it, or they at least had an idea. But she became, yeah, paternal grandmother on the father's side. Now, this lady wasn't playing. See, a lot of people pretend witches. This lady was real because Jessica's father's father, I guess it'd be okay to say this, committed suicide, and Jessica's father saw him as a little boy. But this is the twist. Jessica's father's, yeah, he was 5 years old when this happened. Jessica's father's father was a man of God. I mean, a man of God that carried his Bible, a man of God that preached Jesus, that loved God. And the grandmother was the exact opposite. And she drove him to suicide. So that's what I was about to say yesterday when I went off somewhere else. So when Jessica was born, her mother had told me that she almost died at birth. So we had had the conversation because I have it on film, but I still don't think I'm ready to release it yet. It won't be a problem, but it might be a problem for other family members to see it and to see some of the things that were revealed. Because when you get into the deep soul of a person, demons will tell everything. You hear me? They will tell the family secrets. They will tell everything about everybody that was ever connected to the dark side, all the way back to Adam. They'll tell it. They will tell it. Because they're trying to shame the person who is being delivered into shutting up. Because they have them in a trance. They have them in a trance state where when they come out of it, they don't even know what they said. They don't even know. It'll be like, well, what happened? They'll be asking you what happened. And then, according to the power of the Holy Ghost, you have to determine what is safe for them to know. Even although in the room when Jessica received that exorcism, her mama was there, her daddy was there, one of her children were there, and who else was there? That's it, I think. And we were there. We were there. So I never showed it to Jessica. That's what I'm trying to say. Because I didn't feel like she was ready to receive that or see it. So I'm still just holding on to it a little while longer. But I should have known that God was getting me ready. And the thing is, when you've been marked like that, there's a particular part of the physical body that if you can see, meaning see spiritually, you can see it. And you have to drive demons out from underneath that wound or that scar for a person to be freed. You have to get it out. You have to go into that area, and the power of God has to drive it out. And that's why you see blood. You don't see a lot of it because a lot of people don't go that deep. But when you have satanic ritual abuse or anything, even trickery, witchcraft, meaning when you're a kid and you tricked into it, you gotta get those out. And it's not easy. And it's very, very tiring on the minister. And that's why a lot of ministers don't do it. Truthfully, that's the only reason. Because, number one, you must have complete and utter faith in God. Number two, you just got to know it's going to take some time for that. Because that kind of ministry truly is like peeling that onion. I don't believe you have to peel that onion with the fleshly stuff. You can get that stuff right out. Still, it's in layers. It's in layers. So, yeah, Jessica, after we had talked about that, come right up. I have I have a brother, and I'm going to have to do an exorcism with him. And I wanted him to, I don't know if God is showing me not to do, I don't like to do them. I don't really. And I won't do them over the phone, because that type of deliverance brings you right to the brink of life and death. Somebody can die. You mess up. You don't know what you're doing. Somebody can die. So I don't like to do those over the phone, because I can't see. I can't see what God is trying to show me. I can't see what state or position the person is. I can't see what Satan is literally doing to that person. So that's why I don't like to do them. They're not phone, internet type. Some people do. And I say, you know, glory be to God. I just am not going to do it, because you have to be on top of that every second. One time I did that in a church even, and a lady died right there in the church. And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I mean, all this was flashing through my mind in a split second. And the Holy Ghost said, you're going to call her back. That's what you're going to do. Because I'm telling you, I had a vision right at that moment. This is what I saw, headlines in the newspaper. Exorcist. Okay? Lady dies in church. I saw my name. I dropped down on that floor. I called that lady spirit back. And when she came back, everybody, the church went up in revival, by the way, because we were waiting for the paramedics, because I just could not let this lady die. I just felt like I couldn't do it. And so, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, with the help of the Lord, me helping him, not him helping me helping him, he called that lady's spirit back in her body. And so the whole church wanted her to testify. Well, what happened? she said, I went straight to hell. And I saw hell, and I saw me, and I saw Jesus. I said, you saw Jesus in hell? She said, what happened was Jesus was telling me, repent, repent, repent. I said, well, maybe you wasn't in hell. She said, I was. She said, I know I was. And I was going to stay there. But Jesus told me to repent. So I was a baby minister, so I don't really know. But all I know is she came back. And that's all I'm a witness to. She came back. And she said she went to hell. Well, a lot of people go to hell and come, and God gives them glimpses of hell. He gives them glimpses of heaven. But I asked her, because I'm like that. I like to ask a lot of questions. I said, but here we are in a spirit-filled church. I said, how could you go to hell? She said, that's why I came up here for this prayer. She said, I have a problem that I've been too ashamed to talk about. I said, well, if you've been to hell and back and we just witnessed it, can you talk about it now? She said, yeah. She said, God told me to go back and tell everybody about it. I said, well, what was it? This was what took her to hell. She had a demon. And the demon she had made her. She had to have sex, sexual intercourse every day. She could not be alone. If she was alone, she would go to bars, anywhere, pick up one-night stands. She told me she joined this group. They would go meet in parking lots and have sex. She just had to have sex every day. So I said, I said, this is a manifestation, another different manifestation of a incubus. So I said, what happened? She said, I don't know. Well, you know, even after that woman coming back from hell, I took her through the deliverance. I don't know. I had to know. God wanted her free. Come to find out, she had been molested. She had been sodomized and made to perform oral sex on her daddy from 6 months old up to 17 years old. And she was another one that thought her daddy was going to be her husband. This is not unusual. This is very, very common these days. So what happened was, the daddy died in a car accident. And this lady is so bound. They used to call it, they used to have a name for it. They used to call it like nymphomaniac. That's what they used to call it back in the day. I don't know what they call it now. But she could not sleep. She could not function. She had to have sexual intercourse every day, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. It didn't matter. So That was her secret sin. Everybody in the church gasped. Oh, like, who would have thought? Well, it didn't matter who would have thought. It didn't matter that she was so ashamed of it, she couldn't even share it with the pastor, her pastor. She couldn't even share it with anybody, nobody. Brothers and brothers and sisters, Satan and his demons. You see, whenever God brings up a subject, there's somebody with it. And somebody just texted me with the same problem. No, sister, it is called bondage. It is found in Psalms 51. It is called a transgression. Somebody at some point transgressed against you, and a little kid cannot handle that kind of thing, so they fragment, they split, and one of you holds the pain. There's one of you inside of you right now that is holding all the pain for this, and it never ever has come up in your natural understanding, because you fragmented when it happened and you have no conscious memory of it. Or like this lady that died in that church on me, she was a baby and a baby can't talk. So when you do deliverance with someone that this has happened to, you must absolutely emphatically be led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can allow you to communicate with the Holy Spirit can allow you to communicate with a fetus in the womb, if that's what it takes. The Holy Spirit can allow you to communicate spirit to spirit with anybody's spirit, especially a spirit of a soul that God is about to set free. Now, two people text me about this. One, I'm going to tell you, no, you're not evil. You were violated before a point where you have a conscious memory of it. The other one, no, you were violated as a baby. And you absolutely have no conscious memory of it. That's why I do up there on the podcast, healing in the womb. But this is not healing in the womb. This is healing when you were too young to consciously know or understand what was happening to you. But let me tell you and explain something to you. Your conscious memory can carry pain. Your conscious memory has an exact pattern of the pain that you suffered during this thing. Now, see how I'm telling you? God has sent a person before the cowgirl with the exact same problem. But that person refused to believe that I know what I'm talking about. Because along the way, they got involved with the New Age. And the New Age, like I'm learning, the not the old New Age. I'm talking about the one that's active today. It's going to take a whole other nut cracker to crack that nut. But now that I'm talking about this, this is two witnesses right here. Two people that gonna need an exorcism, because there is a deeper level. There's a deeper level of ministry, and some people not gonna be free till they get it. But I was telling you that I don't and I won't do that kind of ministry over the phone. I won't do it over a computer. It has to be face to face, because I'm not going to allow Satan to kill nobody, but I'm trying to cast out no demons, because I can't see what's happening. And when they trans a person out, then that person at that moment of time, or whether it's 5 seconds, or whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, because of the fact that during the abuse, let's just call it abuse, during that abuse, you or whoever the person is, you blank out, because the trauma is so great that you cannot understand it. So you blank out. And brothers and sisters, it is when they blank out that is when you're working directly with the soul of that person, directly with their heart, directly with their heart, mind, will, emotions, and their intellect. And it all boils down to their will. Do they have enough strength? Do they have enough power in their will at this point to submit their will to Jesus? But what I found out in the new age, in this realm that they're working in now, they don't have enough free will. They do not have enough free will. And that's what takes so long. But one time I had to work with a person with 12 personalities, and it used to take me years, if you can imagine, 8 years to get somebody free, and then living with them every day, because those spirits have an intent. Their intent is to make people follow the wrong voice. So what do they use? Schizophrenia. Their intent is to make people doubt their own actions. What do they use? Now they call it bipolar something. And many other. Remember, I was telling you about all those disorders. All of those disorders in that book have spirits behind them. So a person is proud. They'll say, I'm OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Man, that means that you have some demons operating in you that you cannot control, and that they are operating in you and through you involuntarily, meaning at their will, because you have no control over them. They might say, well, I'm trying to think of another easy one here. You know, people who clean, and then you come in, you go visit them, and they start sweeping around you. Obsessive compulsive disorder. That's what the psychiatrists call it. Sociopath. Know how to say all the right words at the right time, and they don't mean nothing. Psychopath, crazy. And I don't mind using the word crazy, because I told you, I went crazy. I lost my mind when I lost my money that time, but I lost my mind, and God gave me the mind of Christ. If I had never lost my mind, if I had never went crazy, I would not have been able to receive the mind of Christ. You know, God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. thoughts of peace. When you are in bondage, in my book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You, on one of those pages, I wrote, anything that you do that you wish you hadn't done it after you did it, and you can't stop doing it, means you're out of control. And the demons are in control. So I guess I got wound up because whenever somebody, God sends somebody, or whenever he brings this stuff up, that means it's time for you to go in that direction a little bit. Meaning, you got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. God made us. You got to keep this in mind. Put this in the chat room. God is God, and God made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. We are his well-tended, cared for, and loved sheep. You got that? Let me repeat it. God is God. God made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. We are his well-tended, cared for, and loved sheep. What's got to become commonplace coming out your mouth is thank you, Jesus. Your life got to be a thank you, Jesus. Your life got to be a life of thanksgiving unto God. God is good, and God has reserved his goodness for us. But sometimes, like I tell people, you're going to have to go to the point of the pain, and you're going to have to feel it one last time. If you can do this under the good prayers of a good deliverance minister, anointed and appointed by God to bring you into the liberty. I got a teaching up there on one of them podcasts about the anointing is the spirit of liberty. But brothers and sisters, one of those keys that opens those doors is a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanks, and a heart of thanksgiving to God. The battle is God's. The battle is God's. God said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. What did he say to Judah and Jerusalem? Fear not, nor be dismayed. He said, tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to work with Jesus, to watch him turn every area of your hurt and your disappointment into the greatest miracle of your life. It's a pleasure to watch Jesus even cause those who mock you, even Jesus will cause every mockery you've ever taken to translate to promotion. It's an honor and a pleasure working with Jesus and watching him destroy every satanic giant of sickness, disease, loneliness, lack, and poverty. All called what? By him, oppression. To watch him destroy it by the power of God's Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor to be delivered from Satan and devils and demons and witches and now New Agers by the power of God. It's an honor to be in agreement, in spiritual unity with God, with Jesus, with God's own Holy Spirit. It's an honor. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I guess that's what Paul meant when he said about suffering for Christ's sake. Breakthroughs. Of inheritance, of inherited bondage is where God is taking his church. He's taking his church into spiritual freedom and elevation. And he's doing it by delivering and healing his people. Financial breakthroughs of money and success and the things of God are being manifested. Right now, they're being distributed. Hindrances are being destroyed by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. Are you in agreement with Christ Jesus? Are you in agreement with Christ Jesus? Are you in agreement with his own Holy Spirit? God is distributing overcoming power and spiritual endurance. You're not fighting a battle that hasn't already been won. And the battle is not ours. Brothers and sisters, I was going to talk to Apostle Jean. I want her to impart and teach you, or at least spark your interest in being an entrepreneur. Working for yourself, owning your own. I already let the words out, Pastor Dean, but I really want you to do that. You're successful. They need to hear from people that are successful. I just don't believe God called you to be big and all your life. I just don't believe it. How are you going to be kings and priests and begging? I'm just not with it. Genesis chapter 1. First five words. Jessica, can you post Genesis chapter 1, the first five words? Anybody, give me about seven people. The first five words of Genesis chapter 1. What does it say? The first five words in Genesis chapter 1. Can I see them in the chat room? Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. God created you. God created everything that is and everything that ever will be. That means Jesus, the Word, It says, by him all things were made, and by him all things are constrained. All things are held together. If he made everything in the beginning, and if he put Jesus over everything, that means that Jesus is over everything now. In the beginning, God created. If Christ is in you, that means you have the ability to create. To create what? Businesses, resources. The earth is the Lord's. When are you going to get it? The devil got you so busy fighting the devil. Well, fight him, overcome him, and create. Sorry. I'm very passionate about this. I'm very passionate about who God is. I'm very passionate about who God has made you. Are you passionate about it? Or are you going to continue going around here in the manner of a slave to the devil? Are you going to continue going around here and allowing the devil to usurp the resources that are your inheritance? I want you to understand something. When it says greater is he that is within you, that means greater. It means greater. How long are you going to continue to live beneath your privilege? How long? Man, I'm going to talk about it later. This week, I'm going to do deliverance. I might do it in the evening, so you're going to have to really keep up with me. Because I got today and tomorrow doing this fast to implement things in the spiritual realm that are going to come to manifestation in this natural realm. I am not wasting God's time. I am not wasting God's anointing. If you're in agreement with the word of God, then you got to be in agreement with right now is the time for us to declare our miracles are in manifestation. It is a time to declare and come out of the stupid mode. Sorry if you don't like the word stupid. I mean it, though. I mean it. The angels of Almighty God are opening the way for us and removing stumbling blocks. God, by his own Holy Spirit, has opened the door for extraordinary power to overcome on this earth. Overcoming through the spirit of wisdom. Overcoming through the spirit of understanding. Overcoming through the spirit of counsel. Overcoming through the spirit of might, that the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord might rest upon us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for releasing all that we need to live a holy, a godly, and a prosperous, spirit-filled life. This morning, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. And in the name of Jesus, we receive. According to Luke 19, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. In the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, God, we receive those keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Thank you this morning, Father God, by the power of our Father, you, by the power of your Son, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, by the power of your own Holy Spirit and your Word in agreement. We had agreement with Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In the name of Jesus, we will cast out devils. We will speak with new tongues. We are in agreement this morning that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Father God. We're in agreement with your word, John 14:13. And whatsoever we shall ask in your name, Jesus, that you're going to do it. Hallelujah. That our Father may be glorified in his Son. I thank you that we have not chosen ourselves, but God has chosen us and ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit, and that our fruit should remain. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. And I declare in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, all those people, organizations, and institutions that God has assigned to give you and me monetary funds are now freed up to bless us. And they are in preparation of doing so right now. I thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. I thank you this morning that you have forgiven us of all of our sins, those sins that we've committed against you, and those sins, oh God, made in your image. Lord God Almighty, according to your word, in Psalm 34:7, which says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. I thank you this morning. And I ask you to unloose trillions of your angels to encamp around and about us, to encamp around and about our family lines, protecting us, keeping us safe against devils, demons, witches, new agers, demonic attacks, retaliation of Lucifer and Satan. I thank you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No witchcraft, no spiritual retaliation formed against us shall prosper. I thank you. I thank you that we are the redeemed. I thank you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you this morning. Go from your seed. I declare them to wither up. From your root systems, wither up. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. in the name that is above every name.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, 'cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. The battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. Jesus, my friend, get me back in line one more time, 'cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, 'cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, 'cause I'm gon' get mine. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Oh,
God created you to be creative and to create too. God's creative ability rests within each of us. We just had to be delivered to bring it into manifestation on this earth realm. Satan is a copier. Why would you want anything of him in you? See you tomorrow on the 10 line.